I may have a visual impairment, but I haven't let it slow me down in the slightest.
Kirsten McCanns is an honor roll elementary school student from the Florida Panhandle, but there's one thing that sets her apart from her classmates.
I am just like any other normal 10-year-old fourth grade student at Crawford Elementary School, except I was born with a visual impairment known as ocular albinism. Ocular albinism is a genetic condition that affects pigmentation in the eye and nerves in my eye and make it harder for me to see. This condition affects the clarity of my vision and as well as my depth perception.
And while Kirsten says she's committed to living a normal life, her genetic condition makes some activities more difficult.
I sometimes can't do the same things that my friends are able to do, like playing basketball and other sports, because I have trouble seeing and responding in time.
But that doesn't mean she can't participate in sports. One of her favorite activities is cheerleading.
I spend some of my evenings and Saturdays cheering for the Vikings football team. Even though we aren't that good, this is my second year cheering, and the first was a little hard because I had trouble seeing what I was supposed to do. After I got the hang of it, I became pretty good, if you ask me. Some of my other hobbies are going to amusement parks with my best friend Kira, an obsession with cats and horses, and spending way too much time on my tablet and making and watching YouTube videos.
Kirsten says the use of technological advances, having support from her family, friends, and teachers, and working with a therapist has been a big help. She's also grateful to local services like Lighthouse of the Big Bend and state services like the Florida Division of Blind Services.
You are a true inspiration, so thank you so much.
That's Robert Doyle speaking during a recent ceremony honoring people like Kirsten. He's the director of the Florida Division of Blind Services through the Department of Education, which is celebrating 75 years.
Our division provides services to individuals from infancy all the way through old age. But one of the key services that we provide is career assistance. Last year, our agency set a 10-year record by helping 761 individuals to either get a job or maintain their job or advance in their job. And that was a big deal last year. This year, we took it a step further by beating another record by helping 841 individuals to gain or maintain their independence.
His division also celebrated White Cane Safety Day, which is October 15th, but he says the principles of the White Cane Law are something all motorists should abide by year-round.
The White Cane has become that empowering symbol, symbolizing independence for people who are blind. And so people are able to move about freely and safely as their sighted peers. So today we have to all do our part with motorists when we're on the road to be alert, to be aware, and to brake for the cane or the service animal, which often is a guide dog.
Meanwhile, in addition to awarding those who have helped blind and visually impaired Floridians, the Florida Division of Blind Services also recognized David Bigney, the event's keynote speaker. A victim of gun violence 20 years ago, the incident left him completely blind. Still, the Florida State University graduate has competed in multiple sports and became the first blind individual to complete an Ironman triathlon in 2005. That entailed swimming, running, and biking more than 100 miles. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.